the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Thank God for being the God that He is this morning to allow us to hear, to see, to breathe in His presence. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning to the people of God, those who arrived early this morning, that God gave you a task to go out to share the good news to the lost, to the innocent, to the ones who are looking for direction. Thank God for the men and women of God around the world who are able to sacrifice their time, their life, to share the good news, to give them the bread of life. And the bread of life is Jesus Christ. He gave Himself, He gave His body, soul, and spirit that we can live and not die. But I truly thank God for the men and women of God, like I said, around the world who are willing to share the seed. And the seed is the Word of God, is the life more abundantly. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning to the righteous. Good morning to the people of God. May the grace of God be upon those who are able to hear the Word of God. But this morning, I thank God that He allowed me to be on this radio broadcast, the Rose of Sharon. Jesus Christ is the Rose of Sharon, the sweet-smelling Savior. He's a honey that you could taste on the tip of your tongue. And I thank God that He opened the blind eyes, opened the ears that is deaf. He even gave people nostrils to smell, to taste, to feel. Thank God that we are able to come to hear the Word of God. So my people of God, I thank God that you are able. This is no consequences, praise God, that you came to hear the Word of God. It was no surprise God led you to this radio broadcast. Thank you, Lord, the Rose of Sharon. Thank God for the men and women of God who have ministry on the radio ministry, willing to share the Word of God to those who are lost, who are in darkness, who want instruction, direction from God. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I am going into the book, and I truly thank God for the Word of God, talking about the narrow door. The narrow door, praise God, that narrow door leads to the Garden of Life. The narrow door. And thank God there are so many doors, but this main particular door, praise God, lead us, praise God, lead you or me into the tree of life. And I truly thank God. And then it says here, and thank you, Lord, in Luke, thank you, Father, and I thank God, the 13th chapter, it reads the 22nd verse. Then Jesus went through the towns and village, teaching as He made His way to Jerusalem. Someone asked Him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? He said to them, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, "Sir, open the door for us." But he will answer, "I don't know you or where you come from." then you will say, we ate and drank with you, and you talked in our streets. But he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourself thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south and will take their place at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last will be first, and first who will be last. And I thank God for Jesus Christ made it plain and simple to those who were able to hear what the Lord is saying to them. Well, today, those same words that Jesus spoke in 2,000 years ago is still the same effect today. And thank God we still hear the voice of Jesus telling us about the narrow door. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. The same question that they asked Jesus is the same question that those who are asking Jesus, who will be saved. Same word. That's one thing I love about God. God don't change. God's word fit for all generations, all types of generation. The word of God still fit. It's still in operation from all generations. Even the generation that I am in, the generation that you are, and the generation to come in the future. Thank you, Father. The word still be in effect. The word never dull down. The word is always in effect when it comes to us. When we supposed to do what God said. What did Jesus say? Depart from me, you evildoer. Jesus see the heart, and that's why he say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So we don't need to take our walk slack. We need to be taking our walk seriously, because you don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man come back. But we got to be ready. But when you don't have your garment fitted properly and not got it clean, and you still got spots and wrinkles, praise God, you won't be able to go with Jesus because of the work that we do in our bodies. That's the reason why we need to be more effective by using the word of God and to do what God commands us to do. You cannot straddle the fence. You cannot serve Satan and God at the same time. You got to make a decision who you going to serve. See, Jesus was talking not to the sinners. He was talking to the church. And we are the church. And we need to get our act together. We need to stop playing church. Stop using God's name in vain. We need to be really serious with God. And to stand up and uphold the word of God in our mouth. Not to be afraid, but to speak boldly with love. Praise God, with integrity, to know that Jesus is real, the Holy Spirit is real, and God is real. And I thank God of the narrow door, as Jesus has said. Someone asked him, how do you know we can be saved? Jesus said, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, the narrow door, many of you will try to enter, but you will not be successful. Praise God. You will not be able to get in because that door is so narrow. It takes one individual to get in that door. And the same way of the road. One Broadway walk is wider, but the other is so narrow. Praise God. It takes one person to get on that lane and another behind that individual and another one. Praise God. It don't take two side by side. That road is so narrow, it takes one person on that narrow road. So we don't need to take God for granted. We don't need to take his word for granted. We got to line ourselves with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, that many who call on the name of Jesus. Now remember Matthew, the 7th chapter, praise God, when Jesus told the same identical right here, praise God, of the word, that everybody that say, Lord, Lord, will not enter in. But listen to what I just read when they told Jesus, but Lord, we did this, Lord. We ate and drank with you. We talked in the streets, praise God. But Lord, still let them know they will not enter into that gate. Praise God. So it makes a difference, praise God, when it comes to Jesus Christ. So I thank God for Jesus, for all that he is, to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So God is good, and his mercy endures forever. So I truly thank God for his righteousness, and thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are in this hour. So we don't need to take God for granted. We need to take our walk very seriously, and we got to make sure that we line up with the word of God. So I know God is able. I know God will see us through this. I know God will give us what we need in this hour. So let's trust God. Take God's word for what it is. That's one thing I love about God. God meant what he said. He said what he meant. Praise God. And he's not going to change. He's not going to compromise with the enemy. We got to come to the throne of grace. We need God's mercy in this hour. We need God's mercy every day. We should not take God for granted, not a minute, not a second, not an hour. But we need to take his word serious enough, because he relies on us as well rely on him. Because you got to share the good news. You cannot hold back on not telling people what they need to know. But I truly thank God for his righteousness and everything about him. So may God's grace be upon his people in this hour. Let the mercy of God be upon every one of you, men and women of God. Stand firm, stand strong, and work your way to get into that narrow door. Don't let that door close on you. Do not let Jesus say, I don't know you. But stand firm and hold out and believe in God with his word. May the mercy of God be upon every person today that have an ear to hear the voice of God. That you take everything that Jesus said to heart and trust him and ponder the words like Mary did. Ponder his grace, his mercy, his love, and thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. May God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.